Hi guys, Lenore the Oracle here. This is my first podcast. Welcome everyone. If you don't know me, I'm on YouTube. I got Instagram, just Lenore the Oracle. You can follow me. This segment's going to be about the truth about psychics and kind of a little bit of a rant on my part about how I feel about people who claim to be psychics. And this isn't to start a fight with anybody. If you're psychic and you do things a certain way and this upsets you, actually feel free to let me know. I either way, it doesn't really matter to me. This is just my opinion, and you can take it with a grain of salt. Either you agree, don't agree, agree with some things, whatever it may be. I'm not out here to try and please the masses. I'm not out here to piss anybody off either. I'm just out here to share my vision, my experience, my insight, so that maybe I can help some other people, or, you know, shed some light on this whole thing, or even enlighten you if you are psychic and you're doing things a certain way. This all came about because of some recent experience that I've had in this regard, dealing with some people claiming to be psychics. And I was speaking with my friend, a good friend of mine, over at the Cosmic Crow podcast. Please check out her channel. She's on YouTube as well. Also, she has her own podcast. And she's just a really great, insightful lady. I love talking with her. We talk almost every day. And I was kind of bouncing some stuff off of her because I was speaking with someone who was claiming to be psychic, and I was kind of testing her, you know, seeing what she would say. And it's not that I don't believe in psychics. It's not that I'm out here to debunk the whole thing or I'm a super skeptic, because I'm no stranger to these kinds of gifts. I have them myself. But I know that there's also the power of suggestion, and some people might say, look, I'm a psychic and I've never ever been wrong, and, you know, everything I say has happened, but you put that seed in someone else's mind knowing, and if you don't know, if you're not aware of your capabilities as an influencer, when you come to somebody and you say something like you're psychic and you're going to tell them the future, what's going to happen to them, if you're not aware of the power of suggestion that you hold over this person, which I feel like most psychics are aware of this, they're very aware of what they're doing, but if you're not, then you need to become aware, because this can be something that's very destructive towards another human being. And if your heart's not in the right place, then why are you even doing this? And then that goes back to, why are you doing this? And then that's for money, and I'm sorry, but I can't respect that. If you know and you're aware of your power that you have, if this is an ego trip for you, then you gotta think about why you were given these gifts, and they definitely were not, because they were not to inflate your ego. You know, if you were genuinely giving gifts and you feel like you do see clips, snippets, whatever, you see visions, you can see the future. I'll get into that in a second too, but let's go back there. This is kind of a rant because I don't really have it scripted or anything, but just kind of bear with me here. So there's a couple things. There's the power of suggestion, and then when you plant that seed in somebody, and if they really fully believe you, or you put that unconscious seed in their mind, they can start to manifest what you have just told them. They can manifest losing their job, because now they're thinking in the back of their mind they're going to lose their job. They can manifest breaking up with their partner, because now that seed is planted in the back of their mind that this isn't going to work out, or that this person isn't for them. Morally, I just can't get on board with this. Even if you have that vision and you think, you know, this person's at the wrong job, this person's with the wrong person. For one, you don't know how your gifts work. If you really believe that, you don't know how your gifts work, because there you're seeing it wrong. Your vision is skewed. That's not how life works. That's not how the universe works. And people are with certain people for a reason. If you see something bad, you're like, "Oh, I get this feeling that they're being abused," you know? And you just say, "You're with the wrong person. You need to get out of that relationship." That's because you're putting your own 3D judgments on the situation and telling them, you know, if this was me, basically, you're not in your higher self when you're saying this. You're very much stuck in your 3D vision when you're saying to somebody, "This isn't the right person. You need to get out of the relationship," or "You're not happy at your job. You need to leave your job and do something else." You're very stuck in your own 3D image of this person's life, as an outsider looking in. That's not how you're supposed to use these gifts. And I'll explain what I mean by that in a minute, but that's very destructive. And it concerns me that there's people out there who claim to have these psychic gifts and they've never been wrong and all this stuff. But are they fully aware of the power they have when they plant this subconscious seed, especially when they're telling somebody that they're psychic? The other person's more likely to plant that seed in their subconscious. If I'm just a friend, you know, and I go, "Yeah, Sally, like, I really feel like this guy isn't really like for you, so you know, you should look for someone else." She's gonna be like, "That's your opinion, and I'm gonna do whatever I wanna do, basically, and yeah, I'll take your opinion and just kinda brush it off." But if I go up to her, she's paying me money, first off, so she wants to know. She's open to this. She wants to know what my opinion is, and I'm saying I'm a psychic, I'm qualified in some sort of way, and then I tell her, "You're with the wrong person. You really need to get out of this relationship." That seed is gonna be planted in her subconscious mind, and she's immediately gonna go back home, and now she's gonna start thinking about her whole life and whether she's in the right relationship. Even if she has doubts and she's skeptical of what I said, that's still gonna be a powerful seed planted in her mind. So if you're a psychic and you're not aware of the power that you have over people, even if it's just the power of suggestion, and you know, this isn't going to happen at all to this person, but placing that doubt or fear or whatever that you're placing in their mind can be so destructive to this person's life. So I want you to think about it on a moral ground, whether you're doing what's right for humanity or are you doing what's right for you because you're making money off of these people that are coming to you asking for your advice. So how you want to go about it if you truly do have these gifts, because I'm not saying that everybody out there who's psychic is full of crap and they don't have gifts and they're just aware of all the tricks of the trade. And there are people out there, you know, there are tricks. There's subconscious tricks that you can play on people to get them to believe what you say. So be very careful who you go to when you're asking things. And if you're this type of person, you know, I really want you to sit and think about what you're doing. I'm sorry, but think about what you're doing and whether this is moral, and maybe find a more respectable way to make money than, you know, essentially or possibly ruining somebody's life by implanting these subconscious seeds that you might think aren't big deals, but they can actually really be a big deal. You can really affect somebody's mental state by the things you say and what you claim to be true. So just sit and think if that's what you want to be doing. You know, is that the karma that you want to have in your life? And now I'll move on to what you do if you do have these gifts, how I feel like you should be operating. So I have certain gifts, and I can only speak from my personal point of view, so I'll use myself as an example. I have these gifts, and I've never felt that it was right to tell somebody about their future, whether I felt like I saw it clearly, or it was blurry, or I had a feeling. I've had so many feelings, and sometimes they did really happen, you know, but I've had so many insights and visions of things, and a lot of times it's something bad, you know. Someone comes to me, and I'm reading their tarot, and I'm getting this feeling, and I'm like, they're gonna lose their apartment, they're gonna lose their job. Something big's gonna happen. I can feel it. But I've been guided by, and I listen to my spirit guides, I listen to my higher self, I listen to any messages I get because I channel that. And when I'm channeling, and I've dealt with my own shadow self, I've dealt with my ego, you know? It's not like I don't have an ego, but I've dealt with that, the parts of me that need validation from others, etc. I don't need to feel powerful when I give people their readings. I don't do it for that. There probably was some point in my life where I was like, man, I'm really good at this, you know, I've never been wrong, and, you know, that my ego might have played a role in giving some people readings, but again, this was way back in the day before I was really coming into my whole spiritual awakening, and now I can say with 100% certainty, because I can compare my current self to my past self, that I have come a really long way when it comes to all that. So I have been guided by my higher self, my spirit guides, the universe, the messages I get when I channel, that is not my place. As much as I might want to say to that person, oh my God, like, you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose your apartment, shit's going to go down, you know, be careful. As much as I want to say that to them, it's not my place, and this is why. Everyone is on the path that they're on to learn certain lessons. What good is it for me to tell that person that they're going to lose their job? For one, they're only going to be more stressed out, and it's more likely for them to manifest them losing their job, whether they will or not. They're going to manifest it, and that's not my... I'm not God. I'm not... You know, I don't want to be responsible for them losing their job because I thought that I saw that, you know? So, that's one reason why I don't say it. For two, if it's going to happen to that person, it's going to happen. For three, there's lessons for them to learn going through that situation. Me saying it and trying to get them to somehow prevent this from happening or whatever, that's not their life path. Their life path, if it truly is for them to lose their job, then that's what they need to go through. And there's some lesson there for them to learn, and I'm fully aware of that, because I don't see things as good or bad. The universe doesn't see it as good or bad. We shouldn't look at it as good or bad. That's just something we've been programmed to do. You gotta look at it as, this person is going through a life experience, and, you know, maybe them losing their job opens up something in the future where they can own their own business. Or maybe they need to hit rock bottom because they haven't learned lessons in their life, and if I try to prevent them from hitting rock bottom, I'm just gonna be prolonging this soul journey that they're on, and I'm gonna be hindering their growth in some way. If I tell them to leave that relationship that they're in currently because my 3D ego self feels like it's not the best relationship for them to be in, I'm just hindering their growth as a human being, because there's lessons there for them to learn, and they need to go through that. So when I give people readings and and insights, and I use my gifts and I channel while I'm talking to them. I make sure that I don't go into that. If they ask me, is this, am I supposed to be with this guy, you know, or girl, or whatever, am I supposed to be in this line of work? My advice to them is follow your intuition. You know, connect to yourself, follow your intuition, follow your guides. We all have them. I'm not special in the fact that I have spirit guides or I'm able to tune in. It's just that I've been doing it for years and I've honed that skill. It's a skill. And you might not be at the same level, and so it's more difficult for you, and you don't really know, and that's probably why you're coming to me in the first place, because you want guidance, because you're not fully able to tap into that intuition on your own, you know? And that's okay, like, we're all on different levels here when it comes to our intuition and all that stuff, so there's no judgment there, but you can sit and meditate on that, and you can figure out for yourself whether this person is right for you, whether the job is right for you. You know somewhere deep down inside if you should quit your job or if you should find somebody new, or those are just two examples. So when it comes to future stuff, I don't play that, you know? I don't mess with that. The universe told me loud and clear, that's not your job. You don't mess with that. So I don't have a whole lot of respect, I guess. I'm not trying to diss others with gifts, but I don't totally respect somebody who tells someone else, oh yeah, I saw your future, and you know, they say it as though it's set in stone and this and that's gonna happen to them. I think it's immoral of them to do that. So I definitely don't do that. But I can see in the past, I can see past trauma that people have had. I can advise them on how to move forward with healing. My focus is more on healing people and getting them to see their own shadow selves so that they can move forward as a person. And sometimes you need someone else to go in. It's more shamanistic what I do. It's not a fortune-telling future kind of stuff. Although, you know, I can see some things, but like I said, it's not for me to tell that person exactly what I see when it comes to the future. I can tell them how I feel like they should navigate through their current situation and how whatever they went through in the past is hindering them from growing and how they can get past that, what they should do, those types of things, how they can be more open when it comes to love, etc. You know, I really want to help people grow and expand on a soul level, and I'm not so concerned with, you know, what's going to happen to them in the future, and you shouldn't be either. You should live in the here and the now. The past is there so we can look back and analyze what didn't work for us. We can start making steps into our, you know, current lives and our future as how we're going to respond to situations from now on out and make a change, because we don't want to keep repeating cycles. And that's what it should really be about. It shouldn't be about, do you see a mansion in my future? Do you see three cars, three kids, a husband or wife or whatever? Or, you know, lavish vacations. Am I going to get rich? Am I going to win the lottery? What, you know, those things, if you're an enlightened being, it shouldn't even matter to you if that's going to happen or not, because that's not your goal in this lifetime. Your life isn't to gain those 3D things on this plane. And if you just live your life the way, you know, you shouldn't expand spiritually, you're going to receive everything you need. So there's no fear. There's no worry whether or not you get that mansion. Because guess what? If it ends up being a trailer, you're just fine. And everything's okay, because the trailer was where you were meant to be. And you find that happiness within as a human being inside your soul. And it's not something that you're looking for outside of yourself. So anyway, I gotta cut this off so I can, hopefully I can post this to YouTube. Let me know what you think if you want. Leave me some comments, like, subscribe, and I will talk to you guys later.